Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, cooking. Well, cooking is well known as the art or technology or craft of preparing food for consumption. And that is according to the dictionary. But my question to you is cooking only for women? Or is it a duty for men and women? But if not, why are women judged for cooking? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, always, Tolu Midi. Welcome back, Tolu.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Tolu, you know you can always sing. That's why I have to see your name in style, because I know you are a singer as well.
Oh, and sounds good too.
Sure. Welcome back, Karina Chowdhury.
Now it's good to be back again.
Thank you, Karina, for coming back. And the one and only guy in the room along with me, Nazir Hausawa from the House of Service. Welcome back, Nazir.
Hello. Since Tolu didn't sing, I'm going to sing.
Hey, Nazir, you scare me. You're a singer too. And when he said hello, he reminded me of Lionel Richie's song.
I know.
But you know, the young people didn't know the Lionel Richie song. They all know about Adele ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they remember, the young ones.
I thought about the Lionel Richie song.
Well, some people say mothers are expected to be teaching their daughters to cook and advise them to stay in the kitchen just to learn, but not men. And this is happening mostly in African cultures. But I also know that when you go to huge, famous, big restaurants, you find a lot of men cooking who are chefs. So I wanted to know, why is this happening? So I spoke to Miss Tanzania 2017, Julita Kabete, in China right now, and I wanted to know her take.
The Africans still hold it as their belief and their keep on going tradition, I guess, that a woman, perhaps they shouldn't get to this state, to the level of highest education and being able to do well for themselves as much. You should be dependent on your men, and you should stay at home and take care of kids and cook and just clean, and that's your job. And you find out that our generation is not like that. In African cultures, like in the villages, it's still ongoing. I could say that because you find that most of those women in the past generation, that they're not educated, and they feel obligated that they should depend on their men and stay at home and take care of the children, and that's their job, because they can't, they're not kept, they believe that they're not capable of doing anything. And I believe that that's very wrong.
And in that case, do you think if you find a man who is a good cook, is that a sexy thing to any women, or someone would like that? Because, you know, you used to see that happening.
I mean, it depends. Most of the women, they think it's, I think it's sexy, but I just think there's like, they wouldn't want a man to be cooking every day. That's just, I would think it's just wrong for you to be cooking every day. I would like a man to be able to cook so that we can give each other, like, if I'm tired, he'll be like, oh, I can cook. You know?
Right.
Uh-huh. Not like you're just gonna sit there and do nothing. So I think it's sexy.
Okay.
It's just, perhaps most of us women just don't want you to be cooking every day. I wouldn't prefer that.
Thank you, Julita Kabete, Miss Tanzania 2017 from China. This is Let's Talk. And we are discussing cooking. So back to the persons in studio, the panel in studio. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, we are all from Africa and Karina, of course, from Asia. You can tell me, we talk about cooking all the time, but do we see African fathers telling their boys, children, to go in the kitchen and learn from their mothers? Most of the time I see them talking about ladies and girls that they can go to the kitchen, learn how to cook, do well in cooking. But why is this happening? Told me that you know maybe how this has happened in Nigeria growing up and all that. Tell me about it.
Well, I can speak for my own household, what happened in my household.
So, sure.
I mean, in my household, my dad would cook on occasion, but really the responsibility of cooking kind of came down from my mom teaching us the girls. She has four daughters and one son. And so, yes, culturally, I guess it is there. My dad never really, he wouldn't come into the kitchen and say, okay, I'm going to teach you to make something. He will go and make it and maybe we'll watch him and learn that way. But if my mom kind of took the forefront as like, okay, I'm making this and we'll go and watch her particularly to make the food. And same with, you know, aunties and, you know, if we had a maid at that point in time, we'll watch the maid. But you're right, not just in my household, but in the household of peers, that was kind of the norm. And so I think it's one of those things that's just been passed down from tradition. You know, men usually are the ones that, you know, breadwinners. They go out to make the money, to work hard, and women usually are at home with kids. Though my mom did work, you know, but,
I think still, you come home, she had to do some cooking.
Yeah, then eventually she just kind of retired from that, and it was her daughters making the food for the parents, you know, so us, the children, making the food for the parents. So I think it just traditionally, it just kind of transcended from probably just the lifestyle in Africa of it being with the mom being at home and then the father going out to either farm or work or whatnot and then coming back home. So because she was kind of tasked with being, the mother was tasked with being home, it just naturally kind of came naturally with her, you know, taking care of the kids, teaching them to cook, teaching them to wash clothes.
So let's see. Karina, tell me your experience growing up in Asia, also in America. What do you think about this thing of families having girls to be the cooks and maybe mothers teaching their children but not fathers? Do you see that in your culture? And do you think if this is happening, should be a thing of the past or is still happening today?
In Asia, it's very rare to see men cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the women, and it's encouraged, the mothers encourage their daughters to learn cooking. And I think fathers, too, they would encourage their daughters to go and help the mom in the kitchen.
Right.
I think in my household as well, my dad does not like to cook. He makes eggs once in a while, and that's it. That's how far he goes.
Or tea.
Yeah, and my mom is a great cook.
Right.
But he also never made us go in the kitchen and learn how to cook. It was always up to us.
Okay.
So, you know, my mom also never pressured us into my sister or me to go and learn cooking. It was until I left home, that's when she was like, okay, I'll teach you a few things here and there.
Right.
Otherwise, a few tricks here and there. But what I do see when I was living in Bangladesh is that it's men don't want to enter the kitchen. It's just not something they do. And it's also that the idea that in Asia at that time, also, men were the ones working, women were staying at home. So it's just kind of understood that women should be cooking and cleaning and all of that. But I think when you're growing up in America and when you see even immigrants who come to America, they kind of have to do both, men and women, just because everybody's working. Everybody has a hectic schedule. My mom works, my dad works. So I think families, I do see it now in America that they'll both kind of
help each other out
in the kitchen. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's changing now.
All right. Yeah. Maybe it's changing now. Let's see. Nazir Halsawa, the only man in the room. Tell me your experience, especially you being a guy. And now I heard you're also a very good cook. How did this happen, my friend?
So I have a very unique family, honestly, growing up in Nigeria.
Yeah.
In northern Nigeria, honestly, you'll never see a man cooking or in a kitchen.
Right.
We have even a derogatory term. Like the only time you see a man cooking, he is considered a gay person.
Wow.
But when I was growing up, there is a lot of gay men in street of Kano City. So they cook outside and sell foods. And those guys, they cook better than a lot of women, So this is the only time you see a man cooking. So when you are a man cooking in northern Nigeria, where I grew up, you're considered, oh, he's gay.
That's why he's cooking.
Yeah. Besides that, you will never see a man cook.
Wow.
You know, but my family, as I said from the beginning, is unique. My mom, I don't know why, I don't know how, she wanted me to learn everything. I'm the oldest son.
Oh, okay.
So she taught me how to start boiling water, making a pap, custard powder, and oatmeal breakfast, and all that. Then it keep going, it keep growing. And but I'm telling you,
right,
she takes so much from my family, from my dad's family, that they're saying, oh, she is trying to turn her son into gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She took a lot of that. Nobody, like,
your dad was not very happy about this, huh?
Well, my dad never says anything. I have never seen him boil a water. I've never seen my dad boil even a water. Yeah. But he never say anything. Okay. He never say anything. But the family, the uncles, the aunts, she is trying to turn her kids into gay. She's making them cook and all that. But I honestly thanks my mother for doing that because I'm ripping that
very well from there, right?
Yeah, it's that experience now. It really helped in so many
Mama
ways.
Gave you something very good, so maybe you're going to tell us about that as we continue the show. Of course, Mama gave you something that is very precious.
It
so,
is.
Hey, listen, Africa, something you need to hear from Nazir Hausawa. Hold it right there. Cooking is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with Nazir Hausawa, Tolumide, and Karina Chowdhury. We're now discussing cooking.
From the very, very first time that my body jammed you, girl, I mean, because you smell nice, all the type of eyes you get. Whatever the case may be, make you don't say you got a hold on me. The girl of my dreams, so soggy, baby. All the quando possible to see you again. Sun they shine, rain they fall, wind they blow. Girl, I think of you. Weather for two, baby, where are you? Can't you see the way that I'm missing you? You're making me the fumble, I tumble, I lose my mind. Tell me how to make you realize. So now you be the reason when it's strong, man, they do totally. Yeah. Baby, waiting me the thing where you put for my body.
Well, cooking, for so many women out there, it could be an art. Not just cooking, but it is an art as well. Because you need to know so many things. And as Nazir mentioned, it can also be something even more. Could it be a weapon? Could it be sexy? Or just a great thing? So I just want to know, what are the challenges of a man staying in the kitchen and cooking?
And I spoke to Martins Ekombo from Cameroon, and I wanted to know if he has ever been in the kitchen growing up in his country.
I grew up from a polygamous home where my mom, my stepmom, my dad, and other people, we were so many in the house. But most times in life, my mom will always be in the kitchen. I could barely be there because I left my mom when I was a little bit too young to go to school. But I happened to stay with my aunt who could give me the opportunity to be in the kitchen at a younger age. Even though I had nothing to like contribute in cooking, but I was observing in them cooking. Then when I grew up and I became an independent person, and then I started struggling on my own to cook and stuff like that. I owned where I had to cook myself, go to the kitchen and cook whatever I like. I learned a lot of things, but I think I got some inspirations from what I learned from my mom or my parents, and then from other family members.
So this shows that you had an experience that was a bit of both, that you had an opportunity to learn a little bit from your mother,
sure,
about cooking. So tell me something. Why hasn't this happened that you learned from your daddy? And is it common now for boys and men to go in the kitchen, or this will be something for the past?
In Africa, the past concerning men in Africa has, to me, has not been the best in terms of going to the kitchen, because my granddad was a very renowned person. He had so many women. Unfortunately, he did not even share the same bedroom with his wives.
Wow.
Not to talk of my dad, because my dad, he also was a polygamous person. Mm. He did not share the same kitchen with most of his wives. Mm. I can recall my first stepmom was from time to time in the kitchen with my dad, but not all that, almost all the time.
Thank you, Martins Ekombo from Cameroon. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing cooking. And back to the studio. I remember in my high school years, there was a cooking class available. And the class was full of girls. But this class was available to everybody, boys and girls. But for some reason, just boys didn't want to show up. But at the same time, I do know chefs. We see all these huge hotels, either in America or Africa, they make good amount of money just being chefs. And you find these are men, apparently. So tell me, Nazir, and maybe before you say something about this, these two girls here will tell us, the ladies in the house are here.
Right.
Is cooking sexy? Especially if you see a man going to the kitchen. Tell me, Tolobide.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think definitely it is attractive to see a man in the kitchen, because... You rarely see that. Right. So, yeah, it's just to some women, certainly that there could be some extra brownie points. The guy will get if he's, you know, just, yeah, you know, I'm saying toasting, if he's trying to talk to Toasting is, by the way, I'm Nigerian, so toasting is a slang, for those who don't know, is a slang that we use back home. If a guy is trying to talk to a girl, get with the girl, so we'll use the word like,
toast.
Is this guy trying to toast this girl?
That's great. And so you know, there's so many people in Nigeria listening anyway, roasting. So that's okay.
Yes. So some people will be thinking about oven.
I know. Toasting, you're about toasting.
Talking about toasting bread or
toasting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. But yeah.
You got to be good, though.
Doing some, you know, some... Whether it's jollof rice or, you know, making some soup or something, you know.
Right.
Other than, you know, boiling water or boiling an egg.
Or boiling a cup of tea.
Oh, making a cup of tea, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. Karina, what do you think? Could be?
Yes,
or it has to be more than that.
No, it definitely is sexy to me because I say, you know, the way to my heart is to my stomach. So if you can make me good food or buy me food, I'm happy. But I think when men do cook, it's definitely a very attractive thing about men. And I like that they don't have to think about it as like it's a woman's job or anything like that. I think that it kind of says something more about them, that they're not being... They're not saying that it's a feminine thing to do.
Right.
It's cooking. It's like understanding the art of cooking and food and understanding food. So I think it's very attractive. And you kind of understand a different side of the man when they do that. So I think it's attractive. So
Naziri, you have experience on this, my friend. Tell me your experience, brother.
So
since you're a good cook and you say you thank your mother, tell me, what did you get from this?
My experience in this is that I learned how to cook since I was young. And even the complex dishes in Hausa, like I know how to do it, I know how to make it, and I can throw everything up, like do it completely. Mm. And I have never thought it would be something to brag about until I moved to US.
Right. Okay.
You know, that's when you are when I realized that. A lot of like a woman, when you talk to a woman, when you want to toast a woman.
Yes, all right. We just gave each other a high five.
Yeah, I know, it works.
So when you
we should have a camera
to,
next time so people can see
when
this.
You want to talk to, when you want to talk to a woman, like a lot of women, I realize that when they find out you can cook as a man, oh my God. That's it for you. You don't have to do anything else.
Just cook, my friend. Just cook.
That's
you're good.
It. Just cook for her. Yeah, that's it. So that's why I'm saying, like, my mom gave me this wee one that when I was growing up, I didn't know
no
what
idea.
It is. I didn't know why. Yeah. It's a self-sufficient. It makes me become self-sufficient for myself. I don't need to depend on anyone or a woman to cook for me or anything.
Right.
You know. Even in my, I think, beginning of my relationships, like there are relationships I've been into whereby I am a better cook than the woman.
Wow.
In it. So they'll be like, can you please cook this for me? Can you please make that type of thing you make? That sauce, that red sauce you make, we call it degedege. Can you make that for me, please? Or like, no. I'll be like bragging about it.
Yeah.
Like, feeling good about myself about it.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. And it's a cultural thing. And I think even now, even back in Africa now, right now, men are stepping up. You know, men are stepping up.
Things are changing, right?
Yeah, things are changing. You know, we are not like our parents.
Mm.
We're trying to, the gender balance, we're trying to learn about all this gender equality and all that, which it's in everything. And believe me, once a girl understand or knows that you can do that, if she really know what she wanted, man, you're good.
You're good to go.
You're good, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 universal time right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
welcome back. Well, thank you, listeners. And that's it for show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored cooking. A very big thank you to my guest from China, Miss Tanzania 2017, and Martinez Ekombo from Cameroon. And also, a big thank you to my colleagues in studio. First of all, the one and only, the singer.
Tolumide.
Tolumide.
Tolumide today.
You hear that?
On Sunday show.
Thank you so much, Tolumide. And of course, Karina Chowdhury. Thank you.
Thank you. I won't try to sing.
You won't try to sing?
I'll do you guys a favor. I won't sing.
Come on, Karina, do it.
No, thanks, guys.
You can do it, Karina.
Nazir, over to you.
And also the singer himself, Nazir Hausawa from the House of Service.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Sunday.
Yes, Nazir. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And of course, our producer is Kwame. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 7:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be technology and love. Where are we going? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Dino Badu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.